And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. TAMU continues its commitment to train first-generation Hispanic students in high-quality education and scientific research with a grant from the National Science Foundation. TAMU continues its commitment to train first-generation Hispanic students in high-quality education and scientific research with a grant from the National Science Foundation. The NSF recently announced it awarded a grant of more than $58,500 to TAMU for support of the project MRI-R2, acquisition of high-performance centrifuge and freeze-dry system to enhance research and teaching, under the direction of Dr. Ruby A. Inaves, Assistant Professor of Biology. The award received funding under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. The equipment will be used for plant lectin research focused on identifying novel sources of lectin and determining their applications, explained Dr. Inaves. For more information, please contact Dr. Inaves at 956-326-2643. The Western Hemispheric Trade Center will be the site for the 6th annual KLRN Laredo Women's Health Conference on Saturday, January 23rd. The annual conference gives women the opportunity to take a day to focus on their own health and well-being, and through the years has become a popular opportunity for women to get health screenings, participate in breakout sessions that cover an array of topics, a healthy breakfast, and a formal lunch. In addition, participants receive a bag full of goodies. The conference theme is Small Steps, Big Changes. Tickets are $30 and can be secured by calling 1-800-627-8193 or visiting klrn.org/womenshealth. Tickets can also be purchased at Doctors Hospital of Laredo, the Laredo Medical Center, and TAMU's Dr. F.M. Canseco School of Nursing. Ilya Itin, one of the world's most acclaimed pianists, joins forces with the Laredo Philharmonic Orchestra for its upcoming performance, Anticipated Return, Sunday, January 24th at 3 p.m. at the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts, Recital Hall. Tickets are available at the door and are $25 for adults and $17 for seniors. Student admission is free with student ID. Soloist Itin will perform Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto No. 1 in A minor, a unique concerto in the repertoire of the Norwegian composer who never again composed any large-scale works. Its immediate success for the young composer has not diminished in the last 140 years since its composition. This is soloist Itin's second Laredo performance in as many years. While in Laredo, he will also be a featured guest performer in TAMU's Steinway series and offer masterclass for TAMU students. Also on the program will be the performance of Dr. Albert Hurwitz's Remembrances Symphony No. 1, who will be present at the performance. The work's four movements trace the historic journey of the composer's family, east from Prague to Russia, persecution by the Cossacks, and sadness of the family as it voyages to America. For tickets and more information, contact the LPO at 956-326-3042. Learn to mobilize your community to help prevent crime at the upcoming Texas National Guard Professional Development Course, Community Mobilization. It's offered by the TAMU Border Studies Institute Tuesday, January 26th at 12 p.m. in Western Hemispheric Trade Center, Room 224. The course is free and open to the public, but first responders are highly encouraged to attend. The course will also be available online via webinar. The course will focus on community crime prevention programs and the philosophy and goals of WATCH programs in the U.S. Participants will learn suggestions for community mobilization and explore crime prevention strategies in other countries. The course will be taught by Dr. Gladia E. San Miguel, Criminal Justice Program Director. It is presented as part of a comprehensive program designed to provide the training and expertise required for personnel working to secure the nation's southern border. Partners include TAMU, the Texas National Guard, Laredo Community College, and various federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. Texas Commission on Law Enforcement Officer Standards and Education Training Hours will be awarded to law enforcement that attend. For more information, please contact Dr. San Miguel at 956-326-2529 or email csanmiguel@tamu.edu. Share your enthusiasm for Ballet Folklorico. Registration is currently underway for the TAMU 11th Annual Master Folklorico Workshop and Festival, Saturday, February 6th and Sunday, February 7th. Registration and payment deadline is Friday, January 22nd. The purpose of the workshop is to expose students to dance lessons, help folklorico dance groups increase their repertoire with regional dance, and expose the general public to the beauty of Mexican folklorico, said Sandra E. Leal, director of the TAMU Ballet Folklorico. In addition to the workshop, the dancers will put on a showcase concert Saturday, February 6th at 8 p.m. in TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Theater. General admission is $10. Workshop cost is $30 per person or $55 for individuals or groups not performing in the festival concert. Only groups participating in the workshop may perform at the concert. For more information and for an itinerary, contact Leal at sleal@tamu.edu or call the College of Arts and Sciences Department of Fine and Performing Arts at 956-326-2654. For a calendar of upcoming events on campus, visit tamu.edu/calendar. Additional information is also available at TXAMIU on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
You've been listening to ITAMEU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamu.edu or click on www.tamu.edu. Thanks for listening.